From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. After a night of more violence in Cairo's main square, Egyptian army tanks and troops have moved in to keep anti-government demonstrators separated from groups supporting the country's president, Hosni Mubarak. Egyptian officials say at least five people have been killed in the clashes and more than 800 wounded. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Cairo and says the situation in the square is tense.
People inside the square say that this was clearly orchestrated. The violence started at a synchronized time. People were bussed in. Some people confessed to being paid to come here and try and take the square from the anti-Mubarak forces. And we have seen definitely violence. There were shots overnight, Molotov cocktails being launched, stone throwing, hundreds of injured, a very, very chaotic scenes through the evening. And it looks like both sides are gearing up for another bout today.
And NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. Egypt's prime minister says the attacks by Mubarak supporters on anti-government protesters yesterday were, in his words, a blatant mistake. Protest leaders accuse Mubarak's regime of organizing the attacks. European Union leaders are condemning the attacks, and Larry Miller reports they're also calling for immediate political reform in Egypt.
Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron blames the violence on Mubarak supporters.
What matters is not just the orderly transition, but also that it is urgent, it is credible, it starts now.
Sweden's foreign minister echoes that, saying the Mubarak era is over. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The massive winter storm that pummeled areas from the nation's midsection through New England has moved off to sea, leaving sub-zero temperatures and damage in its wake. Front-end loaders are being used to clear away piles of snow from streets in Milwaukee. In Middletown, Connecticut, acting fire marshal Al Santostefano watched as the weight of snow caused a brick building to collapse.
The whole front section of the building, the whole third floor of the building, essentially came down and into the main street. I happened to be standing right near there when it happened, and the thing just exploded out into the street.
Santostefano says two workers managed to flee the building just before it came down. The powerful cyclone that has battered northeastern Australia has destroyed or seriously damaged hundreds of homes there, but the premier of hard-hit Queensland state, Anna Bligh, says it could have been worse.
It's a great relief this morning to be able to say that at this stage we still have no reports of any casualties, serious injuries, or any fatalities.
Bligh says the storm has displaced thousands of people. The Labor Department says the productivity of American workers jumped 3.6% last year, the strongest gain in 8 years. Many economists expect the surge in productivity to level off as companies find it harder to squeeze more output out of depleted workforces. The number of Americans filing initial claims for unemployment benefits has dropped sharply, down 9% last week. This is NPR News. A federal judge in New Orleans is stepping into a dispute over how damage claims from the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico are being handled. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the issue involves who the administrator of BP's claims fund is working for.
U.S. District Judge Carl Barbier says claims czar Kenneth Feinberg must stop telling Gulf Coast residents he's independent from BP. Feinberg has come under fire for the slow pace and low amount of payments intended to compensate oil spill victims. He was appointed by President Obama and the oil company last June to oversee the $20 billion fund. BP pays his law firm $850,000 a month. Judge Barbier says BP created a hybrid entity rather than one that's fully independent, and he's ordering Feinberg to clearly disclose that he's acting on behalf of the firm. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Senate Democrats have defeated a proposal by Republicans to repeal the new health care law, but Republican Senator Dan Coats of Indiana says the effort to deconstruct the law will go on.
The health care plan that is now in place is fatally flawed and needs to be repealed so that we can start over with a much more cost-effective, efficient, affordable health care plan.
But Democratic Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa says Republicans do not have a better alternative to the law.
The Republican approach to health reform can be summed up in five words. Pray you don't get sick.
Another Democrat, Florida's Bill Nelson, says he'll introduce a measure that urges the Supreme Court to settle the dispute over the constitutionality of the new health care law as quickly as possible. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.